So much junk. So much junk, people. That's my kitchen rubbish there for when I get my new kitchen, whenever that'll be. Look! It's a Christmas card from Big Fatty. In the bin. Can't be sentimental now, not at this stage. Can't hold it and treasure it forever.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Can't be sentimental now, not at this stage.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 683 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 15th of September, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, I have got a list here, and y'all, some of the things that Big Fatty might talk about will be a Hawaiian cruise and, oh, did I see? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. And y'all, I can hear it. I can hear you all out there going, Big Fatty, why the hell are you playing Christmas music today? Why are you playing the Krampus music? And y'all, it should be obvious to you. 100 days from today is Krampus. And y'all, if you hadn't made your list yet, you own somebody's list if you hadn't made your list. That's all I got to say, because you know, oh, Big Fatty, you need to make us a list. We need to have a list. Gotta know what to get you for Krampus. And you know, okay, well, you do that. Oh, I don't need anything. I don't know. I've got everything. I don't want anything. No, I don't need anything. Just you buy. Only thing I want for Krampus is you to make a list of what you want for Krampus. And I'm just like, oh, Lord. So y'all, get ready. It's getting to be Giftmas. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I couldn't believe it. And y'all, I went over to the App Store, on the iTunes, and y'all, I downloaded the Krampus countdown clock. And y'all, I'm gonna open it up right now. Y'all, you should put one of these on your little phone. And y'all, cause it's got the little music on there. Can you hear this? Snow and a one-horse open sleigh. You were big and fat all the way. Oh, Big Fatty, you are silly. Anyway, and y'all, so get ready, because Giftmas or Krampus, and y'all, that is the proper pronunciation, is Krampus, and that is spelled C-H-R-I-M-A, as in, was ya giffa Krampus? Big Fatty! So, anyway, y'all, on yesterday's little show, I was talking to you about the coupon. In fact, I still have it right here. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? And y'all, you know, I searched to find out what the penny coupon was. And y'all, I couldn't figure it out. And y'all, it finally struck me. It struck me like a I don't know, a lead balloon. Big Fatty, how many lead balloons have ever struck you? However, y'all, if you put your phone number inside of a balloon and you release it, never mind. Y'all, y'all, anyway, what I was going to... Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, the Words with Friends is starting to play itself. I can't believe it. Y'all, that Kim... Beva just sent me a request. Y'all, she's getting... No, she sent it 9 hours ago. I take that back. Y'all, I don't know what's going on here. Oh, no. No, that was Big Friday that played 9 hours ago. That Kim has not... requested, but y'all, that Lurie Warbucks has, and y'all, if Lurie Warbucks is not on your Krampus list, you better get him on there. That's all I got to say. But anyway, y'all, I searched for the penny coupon, and y'all, I couldn't find it, and like a lead balloon, it struck me after I finished the little show yesterday. Y'all, the penny coupon's only on Wednesdays, and I went shopping on Friday. So there will be a penny coupon today, later today. Yes, Big Friday, you'll be going and getting some kind of feminine hygiene product or Crisco or something for a penny. Well, Crisco would be good, though. Anyway, that's why I couldn't figure that out. Y'all, I had a friend of mine in one of the horror groups. He sent me a, if you, just speaking of Crema, y'all, if you're looking for a little something to send to somebody for Crema, you might want to consider a Slinky. Yes, Big Fatty, we love a Slinky. But y'all, a friend of mine sent this to me, and I'm just going to read it to you. It says, some people are like Slinkies. A purpose, wait a minute. They really don't have a purpose, but they still bring a, they still bring a smile to your face when you push them down the stairs. Oh, dear God. So, y'all, I love that. I absolutely love that. So, anyway, by the way, y'all, I got a coupon. I got a coupon from the Vista Print, cause you know that's where Big Fatty gets y'all. By the way, that is a garden. It was a large garden salad today with some pulled poke, and what else did I put on there? Croutons. And a little bit of light shred of cheddar cheese with a balsamic vinaigrette. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. But y'all, the Vistaprint is giving me free 14-day shipping on any order over $1. So y'all, all you have to do is spend $1. $1! And they'll give you free shipping. 14-day shipping, but it's still free shipping. And y'all, I don't know if they're holiday, oh, wait a minute now, I see holiday cards on here. Let me just go over here and see what we might be getting this year. Well, I can assure you I'm not paying that much for them. Big Fatty, you cheap ass. Well, y'all, when you have to send out, I think I sent out between 60 and 80 cards last year at Crema. To all the little listeners, well, not all of them, but because, you know, we wouldn't be doing this if there were only 60. Well, you know, yeah, maybe we would. I don't know. I saw on the Twitter, y'all, one of my straight boyfriends, Nott, over there in the, oh, dear, I see Big Fatty, you've hit the micro-hoist. He was very upset, and y'all, he just out of the blue, he sends out a tweet that says, I begin to scream and throw things every time I think about the BFO coming to an end. Now, y'all, I don't know if he's mad because I announced that show 3000 would be the last show of the BFO, or he's mad because I'm not going to end it before that. It was not made clear. But, y'all, I'm going to go with the former rather than the latter. Yes, Big Freddy, I think you should. So, anyway, y'all, I called the eye doctor today. I didn't call him. I called his office. And, y'all, I am going to the eye doctor on Monday, the 20th. And, y'all, I hadn't been to the eye doctor in probably, oh, I don't know, maybe 3 years or so. And, y'all, you know, my glasses I don't think my vision has changed. And if it has, it's just been minor changes. But, anyway, I mentioned that I had a little place on my nose where my current glasses were just kind of scraping up against my nose and cutting my nose. And, you know, it just keeps cutting and cutting. And, you know, so it's hard to heal when you've got to wear your glasses all the time. But, so, y'all, I may be getting some new glasses. And, y'all, if you have got some suggestions about where Big Fatty might, or what style of glasses that Big Fatty might want to consider, y'all, I think you should send them to that Kim Beaver, and let Kim Beaver put together a nice little selection, and Big Fatty can choose from them. So y'all, get on the intertubes and find a picture of glasses you think that would look good for Big Fatty to get. And remember, they've got to be bifocals, y'all. Anyway, but if you see something, send a picture of it over to that Kim Beaver. And y'all, I am sure she would be more than happy to put together a lovely collection for Big Fatty to consider next Monday. Because y'all, I'm going to the lens crafter, so I'll get an eye exam and my new glasses in about an hour. And by in about an hour, it means all afternoon. So, now y'all, we're just going to have to do it. Y'all, we've got to go down into the Fat Cave. Big Fatty, grab that greased pole and let's slide on down there.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I...
into the BFO. I wish I was going on this trip desk. RSVP All Gay Cruises is offering $199 airfare for the Hawaii cruise.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, later tonight, we have the kickoff episode of The Survivor. Yes, Big Fatty, it is the young versus the old, the ancient versus the chickens. So, y'all, that is always a good one to watch. And y'all, from 9 until 11 o'clock tonight, y'all, it is the finale. It is the finale of the Big Relap! So, y'all, you don't have to hear about the Big Relap anymore until next summer. But, y'all, there are three of them left. They have that Enzo, and they have the Hayden, and they have Joel. No, it's not Joel. What's his name? Big Fatty, you've been watching it all summer and you don't even know their names. It's, what is it? It's not Joel. But Joel is the name of this chicken boy. I've been trying to remember his name for 3 days now. So it's finally come to me. Lane. It is Lane. Hayden and Lane are competing in the finales of the head of household. And y'all, then they will choose which of the other two. Whoever wins will choose which of the other two will go into the finals with them. And y'all, then they're going to ask the questions. The people in the sequester house will be asking the questions. And they'll evict that other person, and they'll be asking questions. And y'all, it's going to be live. So the censor will have his finger on the button. But, y'all, and it's a two-hour finale. It's a two-hour finale, and they always bring those other people back. And, y'all, there may be some, there may have to be authorities called in on this one. Because, y'all, it's going to be good. And, y'all, I'm going to make my prediction right now that it's going to be somebody from the old team that wins the Survivor. And, y'all, this is before we even know who they are. Hayden, the youngest one in the house, is going to win on the Big Brother. Big Brother! So that's Big Fatty's. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. You are right on top of it, except knowing their names. So, now y'all, during the, during the opening of today's little show, that was that little Aussie battler, Scotty. And y'all, he is over there in the Indonesia. He's y'all, I don't know if he's moved into his hut yet or not, but y'all, he was cleaning out his house and he ran across the BFO Christmas card. Y'all, he threw it away. Just threw it away like it was garbage. And y'all, these are going to be worth a lot of money one of these days. You'll be able to sell them on the eBay, and y'all, that you just don't know. And but y'all, he's not gonna make the big bucks because he's thrown it away. Anyway, but y'all, I mentioned at the start of the little show that RSVP cruises, they are going to be. Doing the Hawaiian cruise, y'all. And it goes from October 30th through November 6th. So they've got some open spaces on there, and y'all, they are trying to perk up the sales. And y'all, if you buy a balcony room. Now, y'all, the only problem with a balcony room is that there may be a giant pelican or a big, someone the size of Miss West dressed in a pelican suit that gets caught in your drapes. So, you know, that's the only downside. That, and, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. This is a brand new ship, they say, though, because some of these old ships, you know, they've got that just that old broken down old deck furniture. Y'all, it's just awful. Just awful. But y'all, this is going to be on the Pride of America ship, which is the only ship that can sail within the Hawaiian Islands, because it's an American flagship. And y'all, you don't see many of those, but you fly from any major U.S. city for $199 round trip, y'all, if you book a veranda stateroom. And y'all, I wish I had the money to do this, because Hawaii is one of those places that Big Fatty has on his bucket list. And y'all, I've not taken the RSVP gay cruise, but y'all, it's one of those things that I would not be against giving it a try out. But y'all, you're going to be over there if you get to go on it. They start in Honolulu and they end in Honolulu, and it's from October 30th through November the 6th, and y'all, that's over Halloween. So y'all, you might want to go over to, what's the name of this? RSVP Vacations. That's one word, y'all, one word. .com. And it looks like it might be interesting. And you can go over there and look at y'all, they've got on some sort of purple wigs over there. Oh, and I don't know what that means. But y'all, they have all kinds of things over there. And I'm just nattering now because, y'all, I'm looking at it and I shouldn't be doing that. While I'm doing this, y'all, Danny Williams is going to be on that cruise, as well as Paul J. Williams. Now, I don't think that's Paul Williams that podcast from Walnut Hills likes. Amy Armstrong and Freddie Allen, they're going to be on there, as well as Andy Anderson and Nathan Fry. Y'all, I don't know who any of these people are, but you might want to go over there and look at them anyway. Oh, the DJ is kind of cute. Ah, Big Fatty, quit touching yourself. The time is running. Oh, y'all, they've got some drag queens on there. Gert Crawford is going to be on there, y'all. You need to go over there and see the picture of Gert Crawford, because y'all, who doesn't love to visit with Gert Crawford? Y'all, y'all, if you visit with Gert Crawford enough, y'all, you are just going to have a life. Long, a life filled with memories and dreams and,
Can't be sentimental now, not at this stage.
Oh, please, we've got to be sentimental about Gert!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.